Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's March 17th, 2014. Top of the morning to you two, my special guests in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Those are voices of two dear friends. In fact, I know them personally as my own encouragers. They gave me a shirt, I guess about almost exactly a year ago, that said Ambassador of Happiness. In fact, I wore that to one of the Genesis studies, and I think I wore it a time or two to the Merged Gospel series. And I wore it very proudly, Ambassador of Happiness. How about that? So you two have been used of God in unique ways in my life through trips to Israel. Lolita, I've known you a little longer through my attendance at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, other radio events, and then a prior Israel trip. So I wrote down five things I want to talk about today through some of our relationship and experience, and I think it'll bless our listeners. But we got to talk for a couple hours yesterday at the Texas Roadhouse as we had a great meal together, and then you got here earlier today, so we talked a lot about some of our life journey and the ways God has been at work. But I wrote down, as I was thinking about some of the topics to talk about, how God fits things together, and some of the unique story of your trip to Israel, cancer but fear not, how God has worked through cancer in your family, and Lolita Jr. and some of your specific situation. And I should introduce Lolita Perdue, been a dear friend for a long time, who recently was widowed, and we love dear Martin, and maybe we can talk a little about dear Martin and your love story. And then Lolita Jr., which is a name I gave you I guess about a year or so ago, who's also known as Chris McConkie. And what's that unique thing that you say to people to remember it that your husband Mike doesn't always like?
You spell it. It's just monkey with two C's in it.
Monkey with two C's. Okay. But he doesn't like that.
No,
so don't remember
really.
That, anyone. But on the St. Patrick's Day, we say top of the morning to you. But again, let's talk about how God fits things together. Cancer, but fear not. Mother-daughter friendship. God using friends, because I know how he embraced you, Lolita Jr., in a number of ways through your cancer and your journey. And then Israel trip memories. So, Lolita, let's start a little with some of the things that God has put on your heart today.
Well, I had the opportunity in 2004. Actually, Martin and I both went to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I had such a wonderful time. After that, I always wanted my daughter to go with me. But it never had worked out, because at one time there were hostilities with Lebanon and her husband was afraid for her to go and things didn't work out. But a year ago, everything just worked out. My son-in-law was okay with my daughter going. We had money for the trip. My husband couldn't stay alone, so his daughter came up from Louisiana and stayed with him for a couple weeks. And it was just wonderful. We were able to go on our trip.
And that's where you saw God fitting things together, because
yes.
In a sense, you're saying there's no way it's all going to work out, because, you know, Martin needed special attention.
Right.
And you needed a changing of Mike, Lolita Jr.'s husband's
yes.
heart, and financially a number of resources you need to get together and the timing of things. And yet God worked that out, and it ended up being a special trip for you. I'll just, should I call you Chris or Lolita Jr. each time? Because I know there's a special story behind that.
You can call me Lolita Jr.
Okay, that's kind
that.
Of part of that mother-daughter friendship.
Yes.
Tell us a little about your journey to Israel and how God prepared you, because the big C word came up.
Yeah. About a week before we were supposed to leave, just several things kept happening that made it so it was meant to be. About a week before we were supposed to leave on the trip, I was laying in bed and stretching, and my hand just kind of fell down on one of my breasts, and I found a lump. It was like I was directed to find that, because it was such a weird thing how it all happened. And it was just a week before we were supposed to go on vacation to Israel. My first thought was that I was just going to ignore it and just deal with it when I got back, because it was probably nothing and I didn't want it to interfere with my trip. We were so excited about the trip. I didn't want anything bad to happen right before I went on the trip. And that was a Sunday. Something just told me I needed to call the doctor on Monday. And I did, and they got me into several different doctor appointments, and we knew that there was probably something wrong. They had done a biopsy like just a few days before we were supposed to leave on the vacation. So I went on the trip to Israel with freshly biopsied tissue, which is important because one of the things I wanted to do on the trip was be rededicated in the Jordan River. That was really important to me. And at the beginning on the schedule, that was going to happen towards the beginning of the trip. But one of the things that they do is they change the schedule as things happen, kind of, and so the schedule's really fluid. And the rededication ended up being towards the end of the trip, and by then I was totally healed up and I could be rededicated. Mm-hmm. And so it was like it was meant to be for me to have that experience. And when I got home, I had asked my husband not to let me know on the trip what the biopsy results were. They were going to call him because if it was cancer, they wanted me to be able to get in right away for appointments and things. And so he knew. They had called and told him, and he kept his word and didn't tell me. I mean, that had to have been very difficult for him. And when I got home at probably 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, I walked through the door, and I say to him, "What did they say?" And he looked at me and said, "Well, you have cancer." And so that was the beginning of a long journey. That was a year ago, because we went on the trip to Israel last March. So in the meantime, I've had 2 surgeries and radiation and chemo, and it was a kind of moderate stage of cancer. And so one of the things in that trip going to Israel was so important because what it did was it filled my cup up. I was meant to go on that trip to Israel to prepare me for what was going to happen in the future. It gave me everything I needed. I feel like I've coped really well over the past year. I've turned all this over to God for the most part. You know, I mean, there's times where I get scared or worried or something, but for the most part, I feel like I've handled it really good. I've grown so much closer to God, and it all started with the Israel trip and my experiences over the past year.
And I think some of the unique ways God used the trip is the fellowship and the camaraderie and the prayer time. And you made some lifelong friends that I know have been engaged in praying you up ever since.
Yes, yes.
And I think there was a special location or a couple circumstances while in Israel that boosted your relationship with the Lord and some special memories of places that you attended.
Well, outside of being rededicated in the Jordan River.
Which was special for us all.
Because
we always have testimony times when we have people rededicated or sometimes baptized for the first time. We have them share a little testimony. Sometimes they'll share some of their faith journey or their walk or what they want specifically prayer for. Some people say, "Hey, I'm endeavoring to do this and this, and I'd ask for your special prayer." Or some people might ask for healing. And so we had a special dedication for you.
We had the rededication, and part of that is that we had to tell our faith story before we get rededicated. And prior to that, only a few people, very few people knew what was going on with my health.
Yeah, you at the time, between Jason and I, kept it confidential because you had just shared with a few of us.
And so for some reason, I just opened up and told everybody what was going on. And so at that point, everybody knew. You know, and it was a very emotional time. And it was after that, after the rededication, that we went to the garden tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And it was outside the garden tomb, and Mark had separated. The men and the women were in separate groups, prayer groups, right outside the garden tomb, and we had communion. And all the women laid their hands on me and prayed for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was very powerful.
Still touching a year later. But you saw where God just took all these women and even the men as we prayed for you, and you kept all of us updated with the treatments. And with Pastor Jason, that was the first time you met him on the trip. And you said, "What a servant's heart, and a guy that loved to teach God's word," and took a real interest in you, as we all did. And then just the lifelong friends. I mean, I know we still meet with many people, and I think in a few months are going to have another reunion where we all get together. I think you and your mom are working with Holly to arrange something where we can all come together, because that's kind of that unique relationship where you're worshiping and praying and dividing God's word together and sharing and fellowship and communion. Something God just unleashes in all of us. And, you know, you've been on trips to Israel before and Lolita. This was something you wanted to have mother-daughter, because you and Chris have your journeys spiritually way back. Because Chris, wasn't your mom somewhat influential in helping lead you to the Lord or helping enhance your walk with God?
Yeah, I was raised in a very Christian home, my grandmother and my mother. And
And now, I know Lolita, you've had your shares of trials and tribulations and heartache and lost Martin about 6 or 7 months back. How have you seen God fortify you through these trying times?
Well, it has been an interesting journey. Chris was diagnosed in March with breast cancer, and then it was about 5 weeks later that Martin was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And one of the things that was just amazing, Martin was having to go every day for treatment, and I had called George Day from our church, who has an angel corps, just hoping maybe someone could help me one day, take him one day to his treatment. And George just signed up people for every day. Then I would go with Martin when he had to go see the doctor. And Martin enjoyed seeing the people that came to take him. He got to talk to somebody besides me. And Danny had gone on our trip with us, and we found out that she was a home health nurse. So when Martin had to have home health care, Danny was his nurse.
Yeah, and she's a sweetie.
What a giant blessing she was to us, and a wonderful nurse, a wonderful Christian.
I think she just recently returned from a missions trip, I think to El Salvador somewhere. I know she's been to Haiti before and has reached out to a lot of different people and is just a real gem, and has been on two of the missionary trips to Israel, and how God orchestrated that so she could be a part of. Because I know she would give me some updates sometimes on Martin's health or situation and says she loves going there because she can pray over him and pray with you or just minister to the whole family.
Right. Oh, another thing that helped me so much and helped Martin is Don Tennant from our church plays the harmonica, and he would come to see Martin and bring his Bible and his harmonica, and he would have scripture with Martin and play the harmonica, and it was really such an uplifting thing for both of us.
I think I remember at Martin's homegoing service, just the testimonies by so many people of how Martin was so outgoing and fun to be around, or a great sense of humor. In fact, I think on a morning program, maybe a year or so back when I had dinner with you guys, and Martin told those two jokes, the one of the coffin, I told that one over the air. I had two jokes that I attributed to him. They were great ones. The coffin and the other one, I won't tell those again over the air, but it was classic. He had a great sense of humor and just the people that delighted in, even during his struggles, how he stayed strong and engaged. But that had to be not only traumatic, because you were married to him for a long time, but how did you make it through those times of struggle, or why God?
Well, you know, one thing was so interesting. I didn't realize this until my mom was in the nursing home back in 2001. I had the 23rd Psalm memorized by heart, but what came out was the King James Version, because that's what I learned it in. And that was my prayer as I walked my dog every morning while Martin was sick. And when I would come to the part where he restoreth my soul, I could feel God restoring my soul. I was just amazed. It was wonderful. And also, the First Baptist Church has a prayer group that meets Mondays at 11 o'clock. And I know a lot of my friends were praying for me, and I deeply appreciated it. But with this group of people who I had been praying with, I called them my prayer posse. And I knew my prayer posse was praying for me, praying for me and Martin, and holding us up. And I was so thankful. And also, Martin was very sure where he was going, and that gave me and him, both of us, great comfort.
And when he was in the nursing home, I was in the room with him one day, and he told the nurses that he just wanted to go home. And the nurses were like, well, of course you want to go home, you know, but you can't go home right now. You got to be in the nursing home first, and something like that. And he's like, no, I want to go home. And he was talking about heaven, and they didn't understand that.
Oh, well, Lolita Jr., you've been designated Lolita Jr. for a number of reasons, because you have such a wonderful relationship with your mom. And because I've loved your mom for a long time, I thought you were kind of a little, what do they call it, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, or, you know, a cut off the old block or something. But when I started calling you Lolita Jr., that delighted you in a number of ways. But your mom has modeled Christ to you and helped you on your faith journey. And that was one of the, I think, core things for you to get through your situation. But it was at a time in your life where you both couldn't be there for each other, I think.
Yeah, and that made it very difficult. And that was one of the things I struggled with almost more than having cancer, was when we needed each other the most, we were separated from each other because Mom was having to deal with Martin and she was emotionally exhausted. And I couldn't be there for her and her journey because I was too sick. I mean, it was really interesting how that played out. And we had other people in our lives to help us through that. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, so now give us a little update. You've had a year's worth of treatment.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be done, I think, in July mm-hmm. with everything, except just medicine I have to take for a few years. And everything looks good. Everything's coming back clean.
Praise God.
Yes, praise God. So everything right now at this point is just preventative. They're taking really good care of me, though. I feel very blessed that I live in this time and in this place. There's so many people that don't have medical care available to them. So,
sounds to me like this November 6th through the 15th trip to Israel could be a return trip, maybe, if God could orchestrate all things together, huh?
I would really like that, because it'd be like coming full circle, you know?
Yeah, there is this trip to Israel. Now, I don't want to turn this into a commercial spot for a Great News Radio trip to the Holy Land, but it will change your life forever. And we are taking a group of Great News Radio listeners November 6th through the 15th of this year, and we're calling it You Have Heard It Said, But I Tell You, and we'll be focusing on the four Gospels. Wednesday and Friday's co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffel, will help facilitate the discussions, and it's always a life-changing experience to walk where Jesus walked and to have the biblical narrative come alive on location where these events took place. So it's a fantastic trip, and as you mentioned, Lolita Jr., God used it in a number of ways, not only just while you were there, but the circumstances to get you there, and over again when people said, you know, I've always wanted to go to Israel, but I'm a teacher and that's my second week in school. There's no way, or financially I couldn't pull it together, or oh, there's no way my husband will allow me to go. When it's God's will, and they put their mind to it and said, you know, maybe I can ask, instead of a Christmas gift, some cash for the trip. Or maybe I can tell my employer, hey, I'm thinking about going to Israel. Might there be a chance for me to get off? And I've seen time and time again where circumstances has worked its way out where they could go. So, yeah, we'll be certainly praying up that maybe you can return, you and your mom. We'd love to have you, and love to have others join us November 6th through the 15th. If you need more information, we have a little flyer that we can send to you, and our itinerary we're putting together right now. You can call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, we talked a little about how God fits unique things together, and he really desires to do that in all of our lives. What's that verse Jason's been preaching out of Romans? For we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purposes. Both of you are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, so you allow him to work those things together for your good. And it might not always be what our good is, what we think our good is. Cancer, but fear not. So I guess a take-home lesson for maybe some of our listeners, Chris, would be what? If they have cancer, or they're wondering how are they going to get through, what would be your word of encouragement for them?
You have to learn to turn it over to God mm-hmm. and trust him. He has a plan for our lives, and that's what I tried to do. Sometimes it's not easy, and you have to turn to other people and turn to the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Lolita, this mother-daughter friendship, was Chris, come on, give us the dirt on her. Was she hard to raise? Tell us about those teenage years.
No.
She's been a wonderful gift of God, hasn't she?
Yes. Yes, she has.
Brag her up for a minute or two. Let's hear a little shout-out for your lovely daughter, Chris, also known as the beloved Lolita Jr.
Well, actually, she was told by a high school counselor that she was not college material and that she should find a boy and get married.
Oh, jeez.
I can remember him, his name and everything.
And she now has a master's degree in social work. She's a wonderful social worker. If you had a handicapped person in your family or a mentally ill one, you would want her working with them. Mm-hmm. But now she works kind of in administration, and she recently got a big promotion.
Hmm. And I know you've also volunteered to help coordinate some of the, well, actually both of you said with this November trip to Israel coming up, we're willing and able to do whatever to help facilitate that. So, you know, my love language is people that want to volunteer. So I'll be calling you up shortly after this program as the phones are ringing and people are signing up. But maybe Lolita, in our closing few seconds here, what's a special Israel trip memory for you?
Well, watching my daughter get rededicated in the Jordan River, and there were about three steps down. And so the first step, it was kind of like, because the water was cold. And the next step, it went up a little higher on her leg, and it was like, ooh. And then she was rededicated in the Jordan River, and it was wonderful. Mark, you know, at my age, I had a little concern about how I would do the steps and all of the walking in Israel, but God sustained me, and I did use my cane a lot, but I was able to do the things I wanted to do, and the trip was very meaningful to me.
Yep, we never lost you in the back of the row. We always had somebody at the end. We called it our rear guard, so we always kept you in front of him, and you were a delight. Yeah, that's one of the unique things with the trip. People of all ages can go and enjoy it, and God does some supernatural work where he sustains people that think, I could never make it, and you held your own with all the guys, too. So, well, Lolita and Lolita Jr., thank you for joining me for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and thank you for your love for the Lord. And I'm sure some of our listeners are encouraged by some of the ways you testifying to how God pulls things all together for our good, having cancer or experience of those who have cancer, but fearing not because God is sovereign over all things, a great mother-daughter relationship, how God can use friends, and maybe we can be that friend to somebody today with our listening ear to be that healing balm or that assistance to somebody who's troubled or hurting. Or if you want to know more about a trip to Israel, we'd love to take you November 6th through the 15th. Just call the station at 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Go down, not in the high.